So here at The Takeaway, we're asking you, our listeners, whether you voted early, and if you have, how did that process work? Several Takeaway listeners have called in and are openly worried about their absentee ballots and whether they'll actually be counted.
I voted in Florida by absentee ballot. The suggested postage on my envelope was $1, and my husband's envelope was $1.17. It was $1.17, so my envelope would have come back and my vote would not have counted in Florida. I think there's going to be another problem down there.
Interesting. But we wouldn't have jumped on this unless we gotten this call from another listener named Ruth from California.
Hi, this is Ruth. I'm calling because I heard about absentee ballots. My daughter lives in California, and she found out for my granddaughter's absentee ballot there was extra postage needed. And the postmaster told her hundreds of absentee ballots have been returned. Would you think the government would stamp on the envelope extra postage required? I'm very concerned about this. Thank you.
Well, we were concerned, too, but before we could jump on it, we got a call from Bob Shaw, a listener in Oklahoma.
My name is Bob Shaw, and I'm calling from Oklahoma. I'm a letter carrier, and I have I heard one of your callers complain that their mail-in ballots were returned for insufficient postage. I saw a letter in a post office that stated unequivocally that if a mail-in ballot was mailed with insufficient postage, it was to be sent to the local election office regardless, and that was the law.
So we took Bob's advice. We put out a call to Mike Canone. He's a U.S. Postal Service's representative from San Diego, California. And Mike says, well, are you listening, Linda and Ruth? Mike says Bob is absolutely right.
Voters can rest assured that their mail ballots will be delivered by the Postal Service to their registrar of voters, no matter how much postage is on it. So if it's short-paid or non-paid postage, we have a national policy in the Postal Service that we will not delay mail ballots for any reason whatsoever. So there's no need to worry. The registrars have agreed to pay the postage due a later time.
Perhaps the Postal Service doesn't want to advertise it, but there's no problem with postage, folks. Have you voted early? How did the process work? Give us a call with your stories and any problems. We'll jump on them because we're America's exit poll at 877-8MYTAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.